First of all, Zach, I guess confidence must be high after that win on Friday.
Yeah, definitely. There's been a bit of a, I won't say doom and gloom about the camp, but, you know, with the injuries and us not picking some wins up and, you know, being at bottom of the table early on in the season, it's not been too great. But, you know, we've had self-belief and we've always got the quality in the team. It's just not been sort of coming off. And to get a great win against St Helens, who played pretty well on the night, is really comforting. And, you know, that can only, you know, spur us on. And this week, hopefully, we can, you know, take it to the next level and, you know, big local derby at Castleford and hopefully get another 2 points.
Yeah, some real character shown in that win. I mean, there were defensive errors from both teams, but defensive, some great last-ditch tackling as well. It was, you know, a real top performance. And for you, I guess the likes of having, like, Carl Ablett back as well must be a big boost.
Yeah, massively. It's funny because Carl goes unsung for probably the last 6 years at Leeds. The amount of work he does, and he doesn't talk much on the pitch, but I think the only talking he does is at a referee, and we have to grab him away from it. But he's just a leader. He wants the ball, and he does stuff with the ball. He puts some moves on, and he puts in the hits, and does the tackling that sometimes nobody wants to do. And his face is always busted up because he gets into those tricky positions, and he just put his body on the line. So, you know, we're slowly getting players back. We got an injury to Ryan Hall at the weekend. I'm not sure how serious that is, but looking to have Tom Biscoe back for this week as well. So, you know, yin and yang there. But slowly and surely we're getting numbers back. I'm not sure if Danny Maggs will be back this week, but if not this week, it could definitely be next week. So if we can get the ball rolling and, you know, start climbing the table, getting the points, you know, the supporters haven't let us down since day one, and I reckon they can just be on the back of us and help us even more. And, you know, the more we climb the table, the more confidence we get, the more better we play with each other, and you know, that's where the wins come from.
Yeah, I guess the supporters have probably looked at it like yourself as a squad with the amount of injuries. Looking at Casper, the next opponent, it just shows you how injuries can affect results on the pitch, because they've had a few themselves and the form suddenly dropped off.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, everyone were calling for us. The first couple of games we wouldn't win. I think first four games, something like that, we didn't win 4 or 5 games, and everyone was saying we wouldn't get. You know, it's funny how Cass were one at the top and we were at the bottom, but, you know, a few injuries and a few key players, and suddenly your form does dip.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, look at Widnes, they're top, but they've unscathed in injury terms so far this season.
That's it, and I reckon if, like, you know, Widnes got, God forbid, I don't like lads to get injured, but, you know, if they're top players like Kevin Brown or someone at that stature got injured, because, you know, we've got Danny Maguire injured at the moment. It, you know, people have to move in different positions and everything changes, so it's a different ball game. So some players are flying, some teams are flying out at the moment, and which is brilliant for them. So hopefully that keeps going for them. But, you know, we're very confident in the depth of the squad that we've got, that we can fill people's, you know, positions that do get injured. So that's one positive. But another positive, the injuries that we did sustain early on, they're slowly coming back, and hopefully we can repeat, you know, Friday's performance on Thursday.
Yeah, it's a long old season. It's a long old Easter weekend for you guys. What's it like playing 2 games in such a short period of time?
I don't mind it, to be fair. It's just the training. It gets me. I'd rather play, you know, every 2 or 3 days, but some of the older guys' bodies don't match up to mine, so. Like I say, I always just want to play rugby. So these two, it can be a bit bad sometimes, because obviously every game people do pick up knocks. Sometimes those knocks last 2 or 3 days, and those 2 or 3 days might make you miss that, you know, that Monday game. Whereas if you did it on a Friday, you've got a full week turnaround, and you could probably get you back out there for the next week. But it's a tough period, but it's one that everyone, you know, and sort of enjoys and embraces. Like I say, we've got Castleford on the Thursday, and then we've got Wakefield. There's a family day on the Monday, so it's going to be a good weekend, but it's only going to be good if we get the two wins.
And what are you expecting from Cass then? Obviously, it's going to be quite a hostile atmosphere, as it always is, down at Castleford. What are you expecting those to bring to the table?
Oh, just 110% commitment and effort of every single player that plays with a Cass shirt. You know, the last couple of years, they've beat us. Last year, they beat us at home. And I think Luke Gale and the other half-back, I forgot his name, just tore us to shreds. And then, the back rowers, I think Oliver Holmes, he's a young lad my age, I know him quite well. He played really well. And, they've got some amazing players who can do some really good stuff. So Luke Dawn's been looking like he's been playing really well at the moment. So, like I say, it's playing Cass at Cass is a different ball game, whether they've got injuries or not. So it's going to be very hostile and a very difficult game. But like I say, to go off back of a win at Saints at home is not too bad.
And then Wakefield next up, they're going to be a different animal because, of course, Chris Chester is taking charge of his first game this weekend.
Yeah, it's brilliant to see Chris Chester back in the game. I think he's a really good coach. When he was coached last time, I got on with him quite well. He's a great bloke to talk to, and like I say, there's no easy game in Super League now, and that's the big thing about it, whether they've got injuries or not. So Salford were flying near their doors. They've took a bit of a stumble against OKR. OKR have not been performing, but then they go out and beat Salford. So at the moment, it's.
Do you think it's the most competitive Super League there's been in a few years? It seems that from a viewer's standpoint.
I think so, yeah. Certainly from the start of the year. Like you said earlier, it's a long, long season, and injuries do come and go, and they're the main factors on teams on where positions are, because you need it's good having a good squad, but you need strength in depth, and you need those players that probably don't play every week that might have to come in and do a few weeks on the bounce to be good and to be Super League ready, because some teams haven't got that, but that's when you find out, and then that's what becomes the great teams from the good teams. So it's not an early start yet, but we're happy with how we are at the moment. We're happy to be where we're laying, and the confidence and the way we're playing at the moment is pretty good.
And finally, from me, I know a couple of weeks ago when you were on the poor run, Brian came out and said, "I wish they were all playing like Zach." How nice is that for him to say, firstly? And how does that make you feel? Man of Steel last season as well, that you personally, your performance have just continued.
Yeah, well, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to personally perform better than I did last year. So whether that means I win Man of Steel or not, I'm not really bothered. So I just wanted to, personally play better than I did last year, and I've publicly said that since the games even started. So for us, when the chips were down and everyone's heads were down when we were getting beat, especially at Widnes, that one was a tough one to take. I just tried to try and show a bit of leadership and say, come on boys, even though we've lost this, we can still get something out of it, and that's all I've tried to do. I just tried to lead from the front, and Brian seeing that and publicly saying it is outstanding, and that just gives me that bit more confidence, which is always grateful. And like I say, if I can just keep doing that week on week, and if Brian can tell the players to do that, and then hopefully they catch up, we'll be all right. But no, all the boys in training are training really hard, and all the boys give 110% effort, just the same as me. But I just hate losing, so I might just give that 1% extra, a bit more.
Well, keep going, Zach, and good luck this weekend.